Welcome to Knowles Abroad, a podcast by Florida State University International Programs. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Zoe, and we're your hosts. On this podcast, we'll talk about study abroad from the perspective of the students, faculty, staff, and alumni who make it an experience worth sharing. We'll also bring you travel tips and fun facts from around the globe. For this episode, we talked to FSU Valencia alum Raul Remdev about his experience spending his first semester of college abroad. Raul talks about how he overcame his nervousness about the program and how he developed great relationships with the study center staff and faculty. Let's jump to our conversation to hear Raul's advice on how to make your host city feel like home. Hi, Raul. So thank you so much for taking the time to meet with us today. We're excited to have you on the podcast. First off, can you just introduce yourself to our listeners? Just tell us, you know, your major, where you studied abroad, your name, all of that.
Absolutely. So my name is Raul Remdev. I studied abroad in Valencia, Spain, and I'm currently in business management right now. That is my major.
Awesome. And can you tell us what made you decide to study abroad and what was that decision-making process like for you?
So I actually, it wasn't entirely my decision. My parents actually were the ones who encouraged me to go. I was actually a little bit nervous, you know. I was thinking like, what if it's not going to be the same? I might not have the same, you know, experience. But I am so glad that my parents, you know, kind of pushed me into going to study abroad, because it seriously, without a doubt, was probably the best 4 months of my life, you know, just that semester.
That's so awesome. I had the same experience when I studied abroad. I was kind of nervous and I didn't really want to go, and my mom really pushed me to do it. And then it ended up being amazing. So that's definitely awesome. So before going to Valencia, I'm curious, like, did you know anyone else that was going abroad?
Well, so my like experience of studying abroad actually started a little bit earlier. It was actually at the iPredepart. And I actually have to give a lot of credit to one of your IP ambassadors, Brooke Brennan, because she, you know, she really, you know, put herself out there and really interacted with the students really well. And specifically me, like, I was asking plenty of questions to her, and she gave me, you know, plenty of responses. I mean, I asked her, you know, from where to go to who to know, who to meet, you know. And if it wasn't for her, my relationship with Ignacio probably wouldn't have been as good as it is today. I mean, so I really give her a lot of credit. And then as well, I met plenty of other students at the iPredepart just before we left. So, I mean, you know, we all exchanged contact information. We texted a little bit, but once we got there, we got to know each other so much more.
We always say that, you know, it's a great way to meet new people. Sometimes when you go abroad, that you end up having some of the best friends that you find during your study abroad experience.
Most definitely. Like, I mean, I hang out with the people from my study abroad more than anyone else. And I mean, I have plenty of friends, you know. It was just such a fantastic experience, you know.
That's so great to hear. So you mentioned Ignacio, and for those who have been listening or those who have studied abroad with FSU, know from season one, we interviewed our Valencia Study Center director, Ignacio Massana. And so I'm wondering, can you talk a little bit more about your relationship with Ignacio? Like, he's the director of the study center, but you mentioned him by first name. So what is that like?
Oh, my God. I mean, my relationship with Ignacio, like, I was just so happy to have such a close relationship with him. I mean, and it was in part, I tried to, because, you know, Brooke, she told me, you know, like, you know, oh, he loves playing soccer. That was it. I was sold. Like, I love playing soccer. He loves it. You know, he plays with the students every Tuesday at 12 o'clock right outside Garnet. And from there, like I didn't even have him as a teacher. But we both got really close. There was actually, on a few occasions, we went to go watch Valencia soccer games at a restaurant. And one time we went with a very big group of people, and we actually went to a Champions League game, a really important one. That was a fantastic experience. But I think the one thing that I will never forget Ignacio doing is one day he knew that I was always in the study center. And he called Jose, who was at the front desk, and he asked if I was there, basically, because I saw Jose. He kind of peeked his head around the corner, and he was like, he said, "Si está aquí," which is like, "Yes, he's here." And then he said, Jose told me to come onto the phone. I pick up the phone. Ignacio's like, "Raul, are you there? Make sure you get your work done. I need you to play on my soccer team for a little bit." You know, so he let me play on his team. So I walked. It wasn't too far away. I walked over and I played with him. And probably the proudest moment of my life. He was literally like a father figure for me, like, over there. Because I scored one goal, and it was really nice and really important. And all I heard was just Ignacio screaming my name from the sideline. And it was like the best, like the most excitement I've felt, you know. But apart from my relationship with him, he loves to do his job, and he does a really, really fantastic job at, you know, just organizing everything, getting the students together, you know, even being a teacher. I mean, all my friends who were in his class, just, they loved him.
That's awesome. We love our study center staff, and we love that they do become that support system for students as they go abroad, because it can be scary. Like, a lot of students are nervous, and being in a new country, being in a new place, but having people where that is their home and they're like ready and excited to welcome you and introduce you to their city and to their love of soccer and things like that. It's just so cool that students get that experience with the director of an international study center and being able to keep in touch with them long term. It's just really great to see that students have that experience.
So, kind of going along with that, we are curious to know, how did the study center staff there make you feel more at home while you're abroad? And just, you know, the study center itself, living in Valencia, like, how did you find home while abroad?
You know, as soon as I landed, I felt at home right away. You know, I was very nervous, you know, going into, it was my freshman year, my first semester of college, and I was going to a different country. I was like, this is crazy. But as soon as I landed, I just got so much good, like the greatest support from, you know, the PAs and all of the staff. Immediately, like, once I got there, I started developing, like, fantastic relationships with my teachers, just, BJ, Dr. BJ, you know, he was a big fan of soccer too, you know, big Juve fan. So me and him developed a great relationship, and then all this stuff, going from different teachers, like Professor Gerber, I didn't even have him, but he was also so kind. Everyone just tries to help different students, even if they don't know them, in every way possible. I mean, an example of Professor Gerber, I'm pretty sure it was like in the first or second week. Everybody went to go see a performance of the flamenco dance, and you were supposed to sign up, and I didn't sign up. Me and like two or three other students, I completely forgot about it, and I really wanted to go see it. And then he said, you know what, just come with us, and then, you know, hopefully we'll find some extra space. And, you know, everything worked out. And there was just so much kindness to go around. And then apart from that, the staff members, from the front desk people to, Paola or Alicia in the front office, I mean, everybody just tries to help you. There's no way that you can't get help over there. Like, you have everything at your disposal, everything. Everyone is, I want to go back. That's all I can say right now.
So for students who are listening to you talk about how amazing the study center staff is, how great Valencia is, what would be your top three tips for how to best prepare to study abroad? If they're listening to you and they're like, I want to do that, like, what would you tell people? How can they prepare to study abroad?
Okay. For preparing, I would say, just get ready to get out of your comfort zone. I know personally a lot of my friends who went over there, they had never like been abroad. They've never been outside of the U.S. Now, I was born in Italy. Like, I've been all around the world, but this Valencia was completely different. Like it was in a good way, in a fantastic way, because you know, I traveled with my family, but now you're by yourself. You're going to be an adult and you have to make smart decisions. So don't do anything stupid. Don't, you know, go out by yourself in a place that you don't know. You could get lost. Most importantly, I would say something that I didn't do is go to the programs that the study center offers you. Like I actually missed out on so many opportunities to, you know, go to I think it was Andalusia or some other places, and also you know, just the small things like going on a trip to go get paella. Things like that, you know, I really wish that I did those things like out in the field, but I like to sleep, so I missed out, you know, honestly. So it was just such a bad decision on my part. And the number one thing that I would say is get ready to travel. You know, I know one or two people that traveled every single weekend and they made the most out of their experience over there, you know. You know, I didn't love like leaving Valencia. I mean, I liked going places. You know, I went to Mallorca, I went to Morocco, Madrid. Fantastic trips, the best. But I don't think that I could leave Valencia every single weekend because I loved it too much. It was just such a great experience. And also one more thing, be prepared to develop relationships outside of the program, because I actually met up with plenty of people who worked in, you know, restaurants around the corner or coffee houses, and just knowing people there, it makes you feel a little bit more mature. That's what I would say. It helps you grow up.
That's such good advice. I love that you talked about, you know, meeting people out and about in the city and how much you love Valencia, because that's something that we say a lot during study abroad, is that you'll feel kind of like a local. You know, you'll get to meet those people and be immersed in the experience.
Absolutely. I mean, like, I still, Mario, or Marius, he works at House, which is right under Seminole. I still text him today. I mean, and Ignacio too. Like, I called Ignacio the other day. We were supposed to watch the soccer game together. Like, I was going to put it up on the TV and everything, but, we didn't get to do that. But, but I mean, it's the thought that counts.
Absolutely. So earlier you mentioned a few professors that you had. So we're wondering, like, what were your favorite courses that you took while in Valencia, and what did you enjoy about them?
I love Spanish. So I took Spanish with Dr. No, and he's a great teacher. He's probably a little bit, he's tough, but it's for your own good. Like, it'll help you. I think Miss K for English, that class was just so fantastic, and the same for BJ. I mean, what I loved about those classes was, for BJ specifically, we would learn about the things that we were seeing just in our classroom. I mean, the Roman docks are literally right under your feet, and that's just something that I love so much about the study center over there. And then for Miss K specifically, just her interaction with the students and, you know, taking us outside of the classroom and going and seeing what we're learning about, like in the city of Valencia. It was just, you know, it's the best way to learn. You're actually immersed in what you're learning.
That's great. That's something we hear from students a lot about, like using the city as the classroom and really getting the more like one-on-one attention from your professors, really getting to know them as people as well as educators. And so that's really great to hear that you had those great experiences in your classes. Okay, our final question. This is the question that we ask everyone that we interview on this podcast. So finally, what advice do you have for students who are considering study abroad?
I would say, I mean, get ready for the best 4 months of your life. What I would say to advise you guys, I mean, you're going to have a great time. But this is something that I learned from actually Brooke. She told me to finish all my work first. And then if you're going to go out to dinner, if you're going to go out with friends, if you're going to go travel, do, you know, that's basically your playtime. So make sure you do your work first and then go and have fun, enjoy the city.
Amazing. That's what it's all about. It's study abroad, so you got to do the studying part, but also you have to enjoy it and just soak it all in while you're there. So thank you so much, Raul. This was amazing. You have really great advice, great perspective to share with students, and thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Before we disembark, we just want to reflect on the last two seasons of this podcast. It is unreal to me that we've done this for a full two seasons. We've talked to 20 people, interviewed them about their experiences studying abroad, working and study abroad, how study abroad has impacted their careers. Just so many great stories. It's been awesome.
Yes, it's been such a great journey hearing about everyone's experiences. I'm so grateful for everyone that has, you know, come on our podcast and been willing to talk about their experiences. We've just had so many different perspectives. But we've also noticed a theme, too, with some of our listeners in, you know, saying that study abroad was one of the best experiences of their life. So that's really rewarding as well, I think.
It's great to be reminded of that, I think, like, selfishly, personally, like doing this work, working and study abroad, and then just constantly having this reminder that, like, what we do is big, like it matters to people and it makes huge impacts on students. It's, I mean, higher ed theory, and there's lots of studies that say studying abroad is a high impact practice, that it has a huge impact on students, not only in their lives, but also their collegiate careers and things like that. So I think it's just awesome that we get to not only work and study abroad, but we get this little reminder every once in a while that what we do really matters.
Absolutely. It's so incredible to see and be a part of really something that big.
It's just so funny to me thinking back at the very beginning of the summer. You know, it was, we all started working from home. Everyone was a little bit cooped up. And we'd had this thought for a little while. It was a little bit of a joke. Like, what if we did a podcast? What if international programs had a podcast? And then we took that kind of pent up energy. We weren't necessarily doing all the normal things that we do. And we're like, let's channel this into a podcast. It's time to do this. And I'm so glad that we did.
And we did it, definitely with a few hiccups. We've had some technical issues that we've had to work out and, you know, other things like that. But I'm really, yeah, it's been so fun. And we've learned a lot about sound and interviewing and all sorts of things that, you know, we didn't know before.
Yeah, huge shout out to our sound engineer, Chris Bretthart, for swooping in season two and dramatically improving our sound. So if our listeners notice that, huge shout out to Chris. But yeah, we've learned don't do interviews at 10 a.m. because our neighbors are mowing their lawn. Don't do interviews at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because it's going to rain. It's been a fun experience.
It's been great. What an adventure. And I'm excited for season three. It's going to be really cool, really fun. So if anyone out there listening has ideas for that, let us know. And if you want to be interviewed, also, we would love to hear from you and hear about your story. I'm excited to highlight more alumni, more students, more faculty. Just, yeah, keep hearing those amazing stories.
Yeah, definitely send us your stories, story ideas. We cannot wait to hear them in season three. So stay tuned. This podcast is a production of FSU International Programs. The music was composed by John Bartman. Our logo is designed by Vanessa Gire. Sound engineering is done by Chris Bretthart. Editing, transcription, and research is done by us, Hannah Meister and Zoe Crook.